We've been pushing, some takes longer than others, but, you know, like, we're making some progress, say, like the feed project of the town park in Stenarder, and just a lot of these projects throughout the whole MD. Like, so there's one thing, there's never a dull moment anyway.
It's a very lively MD, and very committed members in that MD, and very robust discussions are a feature of Lifford Stranorer, and I suppose from your point of view, long may that remain the case.
Yeah, look, I have my doubts sometimes about MDs, because you're dealing with sort of middle management, and a lot of the questions we're firing in the air before, more for senior management. You're trying to get decisions made that affect the MD, but to actually have a county-wide responsibility, in the sense that, look, nearly everything is funding-related, and you know, the local MD staff can't commit to, you know, funding or committing to another application. A lot of stuff is through the referred back to the SBC for policy, and even then a lot of stuff has been referred to management that, you know, about can they match fund this and can they match fund, and, you know, when the council now puts forward projects, whether it's roads, water, heating, all these community projects, like we got the last day, that Climate Action there, the local cake centre there, got 85,000, but the council had to vet through them applications throughout the county, and the council has to put forward the best applications that they think, whether it's tourism, town and village renewal, they have to put forward the best one they think is the best chance, because we're not just in competition between MDs or councillors or anything else. We're in competition with the other 26 counties, and if we don't put forward the best, even though I might think or some other councillors, if we don't, so it's trying to kind of shortlist the projects within the MD, trying to get support and get them well developed, let's say shovel-ready permissions, and then they're just not hair-brained ideas. We'd all hush everything in the morning, but if they're well thought out and there's a good need for it in the area and they're value for money, so sometimes then it's hard to progress them through the MD. But look, we certainly have a lot of challenges. We're the smallest MD in regards to a lot of funding, because sometimes we have the busiest roads in the county, because our roads, no matter where you go on them, they take you out somewhere across the border, whereas along the coastal, like, you go out and then you come back again. And the fact that, you know, we have a lot of challenges because cross border, we do get less money in that, and, you know, particularly in roads. So look, there's a lot of challenges, there's a lot of work for it, and that's why it's so important that the staff that's there and the elected members, that we all work as teams. And I must say, we do work together, all the councillors, and that was said today. We do, look, we might have a difference of opinion on different policies in government or oppositions, but when it comes to local here, we do work together. It's important that the public knows that it's not a matter of divide and conquer. That doesn't work. It might sound all right. People sometimes play more politics outside politics than they do within it. We try to leave the politics outside when we do local area stuff and that, and we know whatever we'll achieve it together. We'll certainly get nothing by fighting. So, no, I look forward to the time. As I say, I've been here quite a few times before. I know 7 or 8 times we've been chair now, and the MD, and I'm really looking forward to it. And to me, it's trying to get efficiencies and get ensure that when the members do raise issues, particularly if they're raising them time and time again, that we try and get a response, bring to some conclusion, not just keep talking about the same issues month in and month out. So, yeah, we're just delighted and happy and honoured again. It is a good honour to be a Cahir or Mayor if you're MD.